Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and we do have a special guest that will be joining us shortly. Our special guest is going to be Elder Joseph Sheldon. But before we get started, we're just going to open up in prayer with Minister L. Weathersby. Minister Weathersby, welcome to the show.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. How's everything?
Everything is great. God is good. Cannot complain. I like that song.
Me too. That's why we're not changing it yet.
We ain't good enough for God, yet still love us.
That's right. Would you like to open up in prayer for us this evening?
Amen, amen. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer at this time. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we come to you at this hour, dear God, just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over us and keeping us from one Sunday to the next, oh Lord God. Thank you for watching us and watching over us and being with us throughout this day. Father God, as we continue to go forth and worship on this day, we want to stop first just to Father God, to ask that you forgive us for anything that any sins or anything that we've done up to this point, Lord God, that has not been pleasing within your sight. We want to ask for forgiveness. And Father God, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask that you continue to bless us on this day. Continue to allow us, Father God, to just rest in your sweet communion, oh Father God. Allow your Holy Spirit to have your holy way on this day. We ask, dear God, that you bless the man servant, the man of God that's going to come forth and just to provide whatever it is that you've given him, oh Father God, to impart unto your people. We pray, Father God, that you continue to uplift him and you take him up, Father God, into your storehouse of knowledge so he can come forth and tell us what thus saith the Lord. Father God, we pray that you bless GQ Palace, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the work that's being done here, knowing, Father God, that this is your work, oh Father God, and that this is your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We pray that you continue to bless the owner, Chief Executive Officer, Father God, Rich Archibald, in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to lift him up, Father God. Continue to take him higher and higher in you, oh Lord God. Bless our host, Lavina Polite, oh Father God. Continue to undergird her, oh Father God. Continue to instruct her in all her ways, oh Father God. Just continue to order her steps. And bless the entire staff of GQ Palace, oh Father God, all those that have a part in the presentation that goes forth on not just this day, Father God, but the other days that GQ Palace is in operation. We ask that you bless those that, Father God, that are under the sound of my voice, oh Lord God, so that they can receive on this day what thus saith the Lord. Let their hearts be open, oh Father God. Let there not be any hindrance or anything that will come forth that will not allow them to receive a word from on high on this day. Father God, we glorify you, we magnify you, we lift you up, and we count all things done by faith, believing that this prayer has already been answered, O Lord God, that you've already provided what we ask for. And we submit this prayer to you in humble submission in the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. And I do thank you. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a song real fast. And then we're going to come back and bring on the special guest. And then we'll just find out what's your testimony or what you're thankful for, as well as what the special guest's testimony, what he's thankful for as well.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Marley, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra piece that'll ease my pain. Come on, that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that. Give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh, oh, oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh, oh, oh.
If you are sick of a life,
oh, oh, oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh, oh, oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh, oh, oh.
He will bring it to light.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars. Time to get right.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, I include myself.
Oh, oh, oh.
I cast my own stone.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can see my wrong.
Oh, oh, oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Oh, oh, oh.
Through Christ by faith.
Oh, oh, oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh, oh, oh.
Anybody tired? Want the show to end?
Oh, oh, oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Oh, oh, oh.
And let church begin.
Oh, oh, oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Oh, oh, oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
Oh, oh. God is cleaning up house.
Oh, oh, oh.
starting right at home.
Ooh,
no more miracle water.
Uh-oh.
Work close for money and fame.
Hey,
everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people
Uh-oh.
Fall on our face.
Uh-oh.
And ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah.
Spiritual Sunday. We're going to welcome our special guest, Elder Joseph Shelvin, to the show. Elder Shelvin, welcome to the show.
So good to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us this evening. We also have Minister Arthur L. Weathersby on the air as well. Would you like to tell the listeners what you're thankful for or share your testimony this evening?
First of all, let me just say, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. For the Holy Ghost is a keeper. I thank God for he's a deliverer. I thank God for being a healer. I thank God for being just God by himself. I tell you, there was times in my life when it seemed like I wasn't going to make it. But thank God I'm still here. I thank God for how that in 2007, the Lord healed me from a major stroke. I was paralyzed from the left side, dead arm, and had to go through therapy and what have you. But today I am totally healed. And I just thank God for life. I thank God for everything that he has done. You know, I thank God, it's all I say, thank him for the sunshine. Lord, I thank you for the raindrop. Because I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Right, amen.
And
I'm excited
because the scripture says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord.
All right.
And a whole according to his purpose. I am so glad that God is in charge. Because if I did, if it was up to me, I'd have messed up and gave up a long time ago. But God is still his peace in me. For the Bible said he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him.
Amen.
I am so glad that no matter what comes my way, God got it all in control. God bless
me. Right.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Arthur, would you like to tell what you're thankful for this evening or give your testimony?
Amen. Well, I'm going to do two quick things. I just thank the Lord on this day for blessing us in our worship service this morning at my church. I praise God for a young man who introduced me to the pastor of the church that I'm at now. Who contacted me. He was supposed to came to church with me last Sunday, but for some reason or another, that connection didn't happen. And he called me during the week and said that he was sorry that he had missed me, and he was definitely going to be here this Sunday. So we went and surprised her because she didn't know he was coming. And when she saw him, she was just overjoyed. And he blessed us. He's a minister. He's a young minister. And he has great anointing and talent, and especially in the area of music. He sang original songs that he played. And he's just such a blessing, and we just thank God for him. And he told me after the end of the service that he's going to come again with me next week, which she doesn't know that either. And I just thank God because he's the one that introduced me to the pastor and to the church. And I'm also, I have to publicly thank someone who's just been such a joy that the Lord has brought to me. And I thank God for her because God is allowing me to go through a manifestation of what he showed me about what you need to do when you're building a relationship that's leading towards marriage. And I just have to give honor where honor is due to the woman of, that God has chosen for me, and that is Pastor
Aww.
Sherry Olympia Scales from Sound the Alarm Ministries in Columbus, Ohio, by way of Wilmington, Delaware. Amen.
Okay, amen.
So amen. I'm giving her honor right now. Amen.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is blessing the brother. I'm just telling you, and it allows you to do what you do. Amen. When you got somebody that's on your side, and oh, my God, pray. Oh, my Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm just thankful. Amen.
All right. Amen. Well, you know I'm happy for you.
I appreciate that, sis. I know
you. I'm very happy for you. And I just want to share what I'm thankful for this evening. I think there's a wonderful transition, you know, that's going on, you know, in my special person's life.
Ooh.
You know, I'm going to say, Rich Money, I'm proud of you. You know, he went to church this morning.
Amen.
And there's a transition that's going on with him.
Amen.
You know, and I just thank him for, you know, being calm and just letting God just do his work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't fight it. Just go with the flow of things. You know, our life is not ours. You know, it's already set in stone exactly what it's going to be. But don't fight it. Just go with the flow of things.
Amen.
And you'll see many blessings will come.
Amen.
I just want to thank him, you know, for joining me this morning in church. What we're going to do this evening, we're going to go to a song, and then when we come back, we don't usually have topics, but today my pastor actually did the service on Matthew 18:25-35.
Okay.
And then what he was doing was he was also referencing forgiveness.
Mm.
So, yes. So with that being said, I had a couple questions. You know, I didn't ask him the questions, but I figured I'd wait till tonight to ask the question. You know, so I'm going to ask the question, and then we can go to the song, and then we'll come back. But my question is, if you do not forgive someone, does that mean that you're going to go to heaven or hell?
Ah.
If there's that darkness that you have in your heart for someone, whether they did something wrong to you or, you know, they just tried to get in the way of your blessings, you know, and you're having a hard time forgiving that person, does that mean that that person will go to heaven and hell? And, yes, I'm talking about myself.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, so I'm just going to throw that out there.
You really talk about a lot of folks.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, my thing on it doesn't hinder you from going to heaven, but it do cut your blessings release. It causes you to miss out on your blessings, because if you don't forgive, then your Father won't forgive you. So many folks use the scripture to say, "Give and it shall be given." But then there's a lot, that thing that I believe that we have to not only forgive them, but we have to forgive ourselves.
Amen.
I've been in a situation where, pray for me, y'all. Me and my wife have been separated for 2 years. And the Lord told me, because I go to her, I say, "Would you forgive me for whatever I've done, whatever you think I've done? You know, I'm not too big that I can't say forgive me. Matter of fact, I'm not too big that I can't cry sometimes." But then I asked her to forgive me. But then I did not consider me. Lord said, "Why haven't you forgiven yourself?"
Right.
You ask her, you put a chance to give yourself. Sometimes we are holding up our own business by holding on to things that we think that, you know, God can't do this. But you can. Just God, all you have to have a made up mind. And I ain't gonna say you're gonna forgive it or forget it, because that's a lie from the pit of hell. Because whenever you don't allow folks to take you to a place that you don't want to be.
Okay.
I've been there, you know, like I say, I done this and I know that I was wrong, and I had to go to God and say, "God, forgive me." But so it I don't think it hinders you from going to heaven, but I think it would hinder you from being blessed as you ought to be blessed. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Amen. All right, Minister Weathersby, before you actually tell me yours, because I know you got a mouthful there to tell me. I know you do.
Ooh.
But it's,
in
you
love,
know,
sis.
We're going to go to a song first, and then when we come back, I'd like to get your feedback on it, okay?
All right.
All right.
Mind, I'm just glad to be straight.
Sunday. Minister Weatherby, would you like to give me your feedback on that?
Oh, yes, I would, sis. I tell you, I'm thanking the Lord. While we were in that moment of where the song was ministering, I thank the Lord for what he was doing. That song helped to frame my remarks because unforgiveness, that's a spirit. That's a spirit that's contrary to God. And for once you become born again and you receive Jesus Christ into your life, the Bible lets us know that the Holy Spirit comes and indwells within us. And if we operate in the Spirit, we will always be able to forgive someone because, first off, we got to remember that God forgave us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And when Jesus, he gave a specific command when Peter asked him a question, how many times must I forgive somebody if they did something wrong to me? And he said, seven times seven. God, Jesus told him, as often as many times as need to be forgiven, they need to be forgiven.
Right.
Because if you can't forgive those that have wronged you or in your mind, you know, because we sometimes we believe people have wronged us, and that may not always be the case, then you won't be able to allow yourself to do what you need to be doing for God, not what God will do for you, but what you can do for God. Unforgiveness shackles you.
Mm-hmm.
It stops you from doing what God would have you to do because what you're doing is you're grieving the Holy Spirit. You're not allowing the Holy Spirit to do that perfect work within you. And it's the love that comes through our association with Christ that allows us to be able to forgive because on our own we're not going to do it. You wrong me, I'm going to wrong you. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Jesus came and said, that's not how it's supposed to be done. I know what it was said, but that's not how we're working. Now, operating like that, we're operating in love. We're operating in a whole different mindset here. And so unforgiveness is a spirit that needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be loosened from us because until it is, we're not going to fully be able to operate as we should in Christ. We're not going to be nowhere, and there's no way that light going to shine forth from you when you got that spirit that's got you shackled down.
That's right. That's right. And you're right, because I'm going to tell you, when he was talking today, he was preaching today, I was just like, you know what, he is talking to me. I know he is. But then after I spoke to my mom, I knew he wasn't. But.
You know, the truth hurts.
You know.
The truth hurts.
She did say it to me. She said, you know what? She said, I know what you're talking about, and I'm just going to tell you one thing. You need to forgive. She said, I know you're not going to forget, and you might not trust, you know.
Right.
But you have to forgive.
You have
so
to forgive.
I kept looking at her, and I'm just like, have to forgive. She's like, yeah, you do.
You have to forgive.
You have to forgive. I'm not going to say it's an option. You have to.
You do.
So I said, okay.
You cannot do what you need to do for God. The Bible, there was an instance in the Bible where the man was going to come and bring forth an offering. The Bible says that if you have aught against somebody, you realize that somebody has aught against you, you put that offering down. Go back and get that straight. Get it straight before you offer up your gift to God. God ain't going to he don't even want to receive it, because you know what it is, what it comes down to? He dealt with this when he dealt with those Pharisees and the Sadducees and the rulers of the Jewish community at that time. He said, you guys, what it is, y'all got a form of godliness that forever denies the truth. But not only that, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Heart is so far from me. And an unforgiving person, that heart is far from God.
Right.
It's far from God, because what's happening is they're not allowing the Spirit of God to operate within them that will transform them into the place where they can forgive.
Mm-hmm.
That's self that will not forgive. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back. That's the code of the streets. You hurt me, you do something to me, I'm going to do something back to you.
No.
That's not God. mercy. His grace and his mercy. That first song, and then this last one.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, God's grace and his mercy.
Yes. Okay. We're gonna go to our first caller. All right. Hold on 1 second. Welcome to Hiki Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hey, how you doing? Minister Teresa.
Hi, Minister Teresa.
Hey, I'm really enjoying the show.
Amen.
Would you like to give your testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening?
Yes, I would. I'm just thankful and grateful that the Lord has brought me to another day and another year, and I'm really enjoying just y'all talking about how we got to forgive, because, you know, the forgiveness is for us. And I went through that phase. I had so many of my family, you know, ones who you think are supposed to be there for you in your family, you know, if you've been over backwards for them, and, you know, when it's time for them to return the favor, you come to a place where, okay, like Minister Austin said, it's the code of the street. You weren't there for me, so I'm not going to be there for you. And that's the first thing we do in our flesh. But recently I had to come to a place where, okay, well, what about how many times you turned your back on God, you know, and he's still there for you? How many times you prayed to him for the wrong thing, but he made intercession for you, and you still came out with the right thing? So the testimony is just rising, even when when I didn't have a life raft, God just lifted me and kept me going. And I had to come to a place of quit worrying about, oh, you wronged me, I got to get you. And just because that'll really, what happens is that hurts me. That hurts me, and it stops me from getting what I need. And the people that I'm upset with, oh, they're going to keep getting what they got to get, you know? And so I'm just thankful and grateful for this show on today and just listening to what you're talking about with forgiveness. It's like, and the author, as always, is nailing it. He's hitting the nail dead on the head, but you got to forgive, and that's for you. So I'm just happy and grateful for another day, just thankful to be amongst the living with another chance. So instead of complaining, I'm going to just rejoice in God for remaining, you know?
Amen.
Amen. We have a special guest on as well, Elder Joseph Sheldon. You there?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to give any words of encouragement to Minister Sanders, Minister Weathersby as well?
My words are simply that forgiveness releases us. It releases God to bless us. It releases God to use us. And like I say, many folks today don't have the spirit of forgiveness, as the brother said, and God can't get the glory out of them. God wants to use us in such a way that it will literally shock us. way God wants to use us. I mean, we get anointed, we feel good, we sing it, we shout in church, but there's more to it. The Bible says, well, the hour is come where the true worshiper must worship in spirit and in truth. I tell people in my church that, I say, everybody can praise him. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, everybody can't worship God. And the hour is now is, that we must worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Would you like to give words of encouragement?
Amen. Well, it's just so essential for us to, as Christians, if we're going to be what the Bible suggests that we should be, ambassadors and representatives of Christ, then we have to represent him in all ways that we should be representing him in. And forgiveness is vital to our representation of Christ, because, again, he did everything that came out of his life was born of forgiveness. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I mean, that's the height. And you know, here's the thing. What we have to realize is, and God has been allowing me to use this scripture for ministry that's been real powerful in dealing with things, and now I'm attached it to forgiveness. John 15:13. For no greater love does a man have than when he lay down his life for a friend. Now, again, I'm adamant about this. This is not trying to tell us, none of us, that we need to go and find a cross and nail ourselves to it and die for somebody. Uh-huh. We cannot do that. We don't have the ability to do it. We don't have the authority to do it. We are living within sinful flesh. That thing cannot be saved, so there's no way that we can go to the cross and die for someone. But what God expects from us as believers in Christ, that what we should do is lay down our selfish desires to come forth and perform a selfless act on behalf of someone in need. Amen. And forgiveness is a selfless, it's a selfless act.
Yes.
It's a selfless act because you're stepping out of yourself. When you're unable to forgive, guess what's prevalent in your life? Pride.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Bible say about pride?
Mm-hmm.
It comes before a fall.
Yes.
It comes before a fall.
True.
So we have to forgive. It's important that we forgive. We're not going to be able to live or represent the one that has saved us until we do that. And like Elder said, again, God can't. He can't get any real glory out of our lives because we're not operating fully in him yet.
That's right.
We're not allowing that to happen. We're grieving the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Can I suggest this thought right quick?
Sure.
The Bible says, if any man would come after me, let him first deny himself.
Come on.
Now, forgiveness was so important to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is my thing. Forgiveness is so important. Jesus, when he was on the cross, God died alone up to the Father. Forgive him.
Mm.
They don't know where to go. Forgive them.
Yeah.
And the sinner that was on the cross, he looked at Jesus and said, when you enter into your palace, remember me. Jesus said, today you will be with me in town. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible also said, what's the problem of man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Mm-hmm.
So forgive. We're talking about a real delicate subject. No, people say, "Well, I'm not Jesus." No, we're not Jesus. But they say, if you want to be like me, you got to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. I believe it was John that declared when Jesus was coming to me, he said, "Oh, here, listen to me." God bless you. Go ahead and carry on.
Yeah.
I'm excited about
you. You know, just to add something that Elder just said. Amen. you know, just to add something on to what Elder just said, you know, what's really important as well is understanding that you can't even love the way God says love unless you forgive.
Amen.
You can. There's no way you can do it. Because, again, the love that you need to have to love the way God says that you need to love is has to be the love that comes from him. And that's agape, unconditional love.
Yes.
Unconditional love allows you to forgive. It allows you to forgive.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, of course, I thought the pastor was talking to me today. I think there was a certain part there that he was talking about me. But I completely understood. I completely understood. And of course, you know, things had to be done. Because I'm not, you know, trying to let anyone block my blessings.
Amen.
You know, and I want to be as close to God as I can. So with that being said, we're just going to go to a song. And then when we come back from the song, we're just going to take another caller, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
They said you wouldn't make it so far, and ever since they said it, it's been hard. But never mind the night you had to cry, 'cause you had never let it go inside. You worked too hard, and you know exactly what you want and need. So believe, and you can never give up. You can reach your goal.
We're going to go to another caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Rich Money.
Hey, Rich Money.
Hello. How's everybody?
Amen. God bless you, my brother.
Hey. All right. I'm pretty sure y'all heard I went to church today.
Amen. 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 That everything has been. Praise you the Lord.
Right. I woke up feeling good. I'll tell you, she made sure I got up. She's like, get up. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
All right.
So, I really, you know, I felt blessed. It brought me a very,
amen,
a very big spirit. The way the pastor was preaching and everything. And, you know, he said a lot of things that, you know, had me focusing on. And like he said, one of the things, you know, you have to forgive. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, it's hard to forgive when you can't forget. But you still got to lead your way into that path and be strong enough to say, okay, I forgive this person, you know. And I felt real good leaving. I felt real good. But
amen.
What a lot of people don't know, I used to be in a church choir back in the day.
So you just returned home.
Yes.
I just got a little wave along the way.
You know,
I've
been going up yonder, feel like fire.
Come on now.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And I'm trying to tell the video, she's like, what? I was like, yeah, I was in a church choir. I used to be in a church choir. Every Sunday, I used to go with a good friend of mine. We grew up together, his aunt, Miss Blackshear, Mr. Blackshear, may they rest in peace. Go to church every Sunday. Every Sunday. You know, and things crisscross, you know, and that's how I go here and there and I stop. But, yes, it was definitely a good feeling to be back there. And
amen.
I thank God. You know, and she really brought it to my attention. And I'm getting baptized Friday.
Oh, Lord have mercy,
yes,
Jesus.
I am getting baptized Friday.
Come on, sir.
You know, at the Unity Baptist Church. So yes, I'm getting so a lot of things is picking up.
Mm-mm.
And I'm happy. I feel good. I'm feeling a little better, you know. But when I was in there, I caught some chills. It had me going.
That's all right, sir.
It had me, and I was like, okay. You know?
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Yeah, so it was definitely a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said church choir, I just started laughing. I'm just saying.
But I was really in the church choir.
Put me laughing.
He's laughing at me. Well, yeah, I was in the church choir. So, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
But the feeling, it was such a good feeling.
Amen.
Really
amen.
Now, I have brought him to church with me before, you know, when we had scheduled, you know, to get him baptized, and it just wasn't working, you know, with the schedule and everything. But, you know, he had to make time, Rich Money. You know,
yeah.
He had to make time, so he made some time, and
canceled
he will be getting baptized on Friday. Canceled the show and everything.
Yeah,
did you hear that?
The 25th, everybody that's listening, that's on the line. That's everybody on the line.
Amen. Well, you know what, Brother Rich?
No Friday, because I will be going to get baptized.
Amen.
That's right.
And you know what, Brother Rich? I'm going to say this, and then Brother Rich and then Sister Vina. You know what? Everything is all done in God's own time.
Yes.
It's not done when we want to or when somebody else wants it to be done for us. It's
yeah.
all done in God's own time. God knew what he was doing, bro. He was just bringing you back home, that's all.
That's
and when
right.
it was time for him to do so, he did so. He
mm-hmm.
moved on your heart. God moved on your heart, and then things just unfolded because he had already, it was predestined to happen like that.
That's right.
It was predestined
yeah.
to happen that like that. And at this particular time, not any other time, and I know the enemy has a way of trying to mess with us, and some folk, too, that'd be, you know, holier than thou. Well, why did it take you so long? Or what, you know, no, it ain't got nothing to do with that. It's in God's own
time. There you
time.
Go.
That's right.
It's in God's own time. And when he does it, it's when it's supposed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So we praising God, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Show love.
Yeah,
amen. We rejoicing.
Yes, we are.
And girls, and just wait.
May I say something?
Sure, go ahead.
Praise God. I want to read this scripture and just be encouraged. First of all, congratulations. When you said you're about to get baptized and the feeling that you felt, and just listening to you testify, Romans 12 came to me in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that is good and acceptable, perfect will of God. And that scripture came to me, and I'm just letting you know, this is the first of many testimonies that you're about to receive, you and Lavina. When you allow Jesus to come in like that, everything changes. You'll never be the same again. You're about to go higher. You're about to go higher. Things are going to start opening up, doors and dreams that you've been wanting to do. It's going to happen just like that. And you're like, wow, you know what? What's going on here? That's just God, because he rewards us for diligence. So I'm just celebrating already and claiming the victory with you in Jesus. So I just wanted to throw that in there and just congratulate you. I'm happy for you. It's just that heaven is smiling right now. Jesus is smiling and happy about what's going on. So get ready. Get ready for the floodgates, because he's about to shower you with a flood of blessings, a flood of blessings.
Thank you.
And then Amen. You never know who else you're going to encourage. See, when you go, y'all are wonderful. It's a big business that you have going. So when you go on and you come on not being ashamed of God, you never know who's listening, who's going to go because, oh, well, Rich Money did it. You know, well, let me go and see. Let me go to this church. Let me see what's going on. When you start going higher in God, you're going to encourage so many that probably wanted to but got someone saying, oh, you're going to church, oh, you're holier than thou or whatever. They're going to look at you, and you set the example. So God is going to bless you even more just for doing that, for stepping out. So you have a following. So that's a wonderful thing to throw in there, too. So I'm happy, y'all. Happy.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay. Amen.
We're gonna go to another caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hey, T.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations, little brother.
Thank you.
I just sit here, tears just start flowing. I'm like, yes. You know, and it's just like I got this call this morning, like, my little sister, Lavina, and she was like, what are you doing? Wake up. I said, I'm up. And it was early this morning. And she was like, are you getting dressed to go to church? And I paused for a minute. And I said, Minister Weathersby.
Wait till you get the answer, Minister Weathersby. Wait till you get the answer.
I paused for a minute, and I said, no. I said, I'm actually sitting here watching the ambulance and the police. You know,
that's what she said.
I mean, you know, actually, you know, and I definitely want to keep my neighbor's family in prayer, the Wilsons, which they lost their sister this morning, you know. She was actually, she was up getting prepared to go to church, and her brother says she was talking and everything, went in the back room, and her sister called her, kept calling her, you know, Gracie, and say she didn't respond. Say she went in there and she was gone. She was gone. But I really have a question, and I don't know about the forgiveness and everything like that. But no, I didn't end up going to church. That's
you didn't?
No, she didn't go to church. She did not go to church.
No.
Oh.
And I have no excuses, honestly.
Before you ask that
question,
Sister T, let me just, could I just say something real quick, fast,
yes,
in a
can.
Hurry?
You
just did something and said something that just was really just, and that ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost. Just like it was when they was doing the genealogy and all of a sudden the Bible started talking about Jabez. You was talking about not going to church and the church, and then you gave that testimony about that neighbor of yours. That's a message, child. That's a message.
Yeah, I thought about that, too.
That is a serious message.
I mean,
just think
just
about it.
Heed
that thing. Heed that message.
I just seen her yesterday.
Heed that message. That is a message.
Okay.
God is speaking. God is speaking. Yes. Listen to that.
Yes.
That is a serious message. And that's just not for you. That's anybody that's out there listening. We don't have, we don't know when our time is going to be up. And we can be preparing and getting ready to come to the Lord or go to church. But you know what? It ain't you can't be just getting ready and preparing too. When when the word when the Spirit hits you is when you need to respond.
That's right.
That's a message. That's a serious message.
And I believe that with all my heart because honestly, I'm not going to lie about it. I normally would, they rung my doorbell first. That was the scary part of it, too. You know, and I said, no one called from here, you know. And they said, oh, maybe it's 53 because the sister hollered out the window and said, no, it's here. And, I mean, like I said, I've never, ever in my life seen anybody be put in a body bag or anything. I normally would go back to sleep. I could not go back to sleep for nothing in the world. And I sit there and watch through the whole duration. They rung my bell probably about 5 minutes to 8. And, you know, the coroner and everything didn't get her until like 11:45, something like that. But I sit there, you know, and I spoke with her brother and everything like that, you know, and like he said, you know, we don't know what happened. It was her time, you know. But I know that I've got to get it together because I was brought up in the church as well, you know. And I know sometimes I just think, you know, I think about my mother and father. I said, they probably turned over in their grave some of the things I've done, some of the things I went through, you know, but in the midst of it all, I know that I'm not doing things pleasing to them.
Right.
You know, and honestly, when you called me, Lavina, I was going to get up, you know, but the devil, it wasn't nothing but the devil, you know, because I had time, plenty of time to get dressed. It's
yes,
a church
did.
Across the street from me. It's one down on the, this corner,
oh,
one
Lord,
down on
know.
The other corner. You know, but Minister Weathersby, I spoke with you about a church that I was going to.
Right.
And I mean, you know, she even called me this morning and was like, would you like to go to church?
Oh.
I can't go there. You know, and I talked to you about that situation, you know. And I mean, you know, I know we only serve one God. And I know I've got to get my life together because he's constantly putting two steps forward when I'm only putting one.
Right. You're not giving him your all, you know.
But you know,
exactly.
But you know what, though, T? You can't get yourself together. That's what we have to understand. We cannot get ourselves together. We can't do that. That's not in us to do.
Okay.
We have to allow God to do what he does. When he speaks to our heart, then we should respond to that. But you can't get ourselves together. That's what a lot of people think. I'm not going to go to church until I you know, move some things out of the way, this, that, and the other. No, you will not. That's not your nature to do that.
Okay.
You will not do that on, you know, you will not. It's only through the word of God that this will happen for us. And you can't get there you won't be able to receive that and have the word of God move on you until you hear it. The Bible says, how can they believe in him in whom they've not seen? And how can they, oh my God, well, let me see, help me with the scripture, someone. How can they believe in whom they've not seen? And how can he preach unless he be sent? I may be paraphrasing a little bit, but believing comes by hearing the word of God. Believing comes by hearing the word of God. The word of God is what moves on us to allow us to be able to be transformed. We won't do it on our own.
Okay.
That's not going to happen. If that's what you're waiting for, it won't happen.
Okay. Okay, but the question that I had about the forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you hear a lot of people say, I can forgive, but I won't forget. Okay, at the end of the day, what's the point of forgiving if you're not going to forget the situation? That's like burying a hatchet with the handle, you know, sticking out the ground.
Well, see, I mean, me personally, you know,
okay.
I've heard, you know, the saying before. I used it a couple times, actually, to be honest with you. And, you know, I believe in my heart that, you know, you can forgive a person, you know, because that's what you're supposed to do. But whether you forget it, to me, that's something that you got to work on from within. But from listening to other people, you know, they pretty much say, okay, well, if you're not going to forget about it, then why forgive the person? You know, I want to forgive the person, you know, because they did me wrong, you know, but I can't forget and trust that person, you know, because they did me wrong, if that makes sense. You know, so to me, I'm all for forgiving someone, but like, you know, you guys heard earlier, me personally, like it took a lot, you know, for me. And I prayed on it a couple times and I said, you know what, when God tells me that I should do this, then I have to do it, you know, so that's what I did, you know. But I let him lead, you know, I'm letting him lead this, you know, I'm just pretty, I'm going by whatever he tells me to do, that's what I'm going to do. So that's what I did. But will I forget? I don't know if I can.
Right.
No, and I hope and pray that that doesn't block my blessings, you know, because I can't forget. Maybe in due time, you know, I will. But the fact that I can forgive and still keep it moving, I think is enough.
Am I wrong for not, like, you know, the situation that we talked about before, like my uncles? Am I wrong for not forgiving them?
Is it okay if I respond?
I think that's a sensitive situation. I think somebody else was saying, you know, on another show that, you know, you should forgive.
Right.
But for something that he is talking about, that was so severe. Like, that was traumatic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's something like that, you know, I'm going to ask the, you know, the spiritual leaders, you know, on this one. You know, if someone does you wrong, you know, and they harm you and they violate you, you know, of course there's no stipulations that says, okay, well, it's okay for you not to forgive that person, because the Bible doesn't give stipulations on who and what they can forgive for. It just says forgive. So, therefore, you know, I think that you do, you know, have to forgive. I mean, just think of it this way. They can't harm anybody else. You know, they're gone at this point. You know,
can
so what
something?
Are you holding on to?
Can I say something? You know, me and my aunt was talking about a situation like that. Now, when somebody do something to you that's so tragic, like what happened, you can't forgive them until you know, really have it deep within. I think that's a forgiveness that's going to be so hard. And the only way you can forgive them really, and it may sound hard to me, can you hear me?
Yeah.
It may sound so harsh to me, but I feel like in a situation like that is when they pass on and you go to that grave and you say, I forgive you. Because to me, you can't look at them and think about what was done to you. You can't feel that feeling that they had gave you to make you not even want to look at them anymore. Minister, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I want to just point to this one thing that will help us with the forgiveness part is that, again, it's very difficult and it's extremely, if not impossible, for us to forgive in our state of being who we are in the natural, in our flesh. That's just not going to happen because, again, we talked about it. It's a street mentality. It's an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth type of a situation. So we don't forgive in the natural. It's only through the spiritual relationship with Christ that we're able to forgive, and the power to do that does not come from us. It comes from God. It comes through His agape love that He inputs into us through the Holy Spirit. So when we get closer and closer to God, we will assume that particular attribute of Him, and then we will come to a state of forgiveness. Now, as far as forgetting, here's something that I believe that the Lord wants us to look at with regards to forgetting. Forgetting does not mean that you just wipe it just completely out of your mind. What it should mean is that just like what God promises with us, when He forgives us of our sins, He says, I'm going to put that place in somewhere that I'm never going to bring it up at you again, meaning that whatever it was that you did in the past, I won't keep holding it over your head like and keeping you held hostage, reminding you of what you did.
Uh-huh.
That don't mean that you just don't remember what happened, because you got to be conscious of, you got to be aware of what may be, where dangers may come from. However, that don't mean that you walk around and every time you see the person, you hold that over their head. You just keep bringing it up. You know how we do. We get into a situation with somebody and we start to get into a little a confrontation with them, which we should not allow ourselves to do anyway. But when that does happen, one of the first things that's going to come back is that somewhere along the line, they're going to bring up something that happened with between you and them in the past and throw that right back in your face.
Okay.
That's what we shouldn't be doing.
Well, could I just ask you all to pray that, you know, I find me a church home, because, like I said, I know I need God more than what I'm giving him.
Yes.
And I just want you all to pray that, you know, I will find him, you know, and
praise
continue
God.
To do what I'm supposed to be doing.
Praise God. Can I say something to her? Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead. Praise God. First, sis, I just want to congratulate you, because it takes a lot of courage to even come and say, I need help. So that was the first step right there, realizing something is wrong. So God is looking at you right now, and because you reach out, he's here with all of us, and just him flowing, the anointing, which is the manifest presence of the Lord, is just here. I feel his power even now. About the forgiveness thing, we got to understand what forgiveness is. Mark in chapter 12, people will use this scripture. Well, if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you or trespasses. And they use that, especially someone who already knows what it means, will throw that over your head. But it just is clear. We just got to understand what forgiveness means. And it's just to cease to feel resentment for. So the first thing you got to understand is the forgiveness is for you. Is for you. Now, of course, you're not going to forget some things. That's like I was in an abusive relationship. You know, before I got saved, I used to love bad boys. Oh, the badder the better. I wasn't a bad girl, but I wanted a bad boy. Well, I got into an abusive relationship. I got beat up. Things happened, you know, but I had to learn from it. Now, the Lord allows me to remember these things, so I don't go back to that place no more. So with some things you're going to remember, so you will know not to go back anymore. Or when your mama tell you don't touch the stove, it's hot, you're going to touch it. You're going to remember how it burnt you. So you're not going to do it anymore. So it's things you're going to remember, but that doesn't mean you didn't forgive that person. So just understand what forgiveness is. It's you releasing that resentment toward the person who hurt you. And that has to come for yourself. See, because you get forgiveness so you can get what you need from God. Because the Bible, Jesus' very own words in Mark 11 and 25, and when you stand praying, not me or nobody else, and when you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses, not the person that hurt you or no one else. This is about you and about what you need from God. You see what I'm saying? Because you need things from God that nobody else can give you, your husband, your mom, your dad, your kids. This is about your relationship with him. You know, because there's so much, there's no one on this phone and no one in the world to say they're without sin or have never done anything wrong, you know. So you got to forgive, because there's some things that you've done wrong that you're going to need forgiveness for. But just because you remember it, that doesn't mean you didn't forgive. And don't allow anyone to come and make you feel bad because you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't allow someone to make a fool out of you again. That don't make you stuck up or bitter or anything. I forgave you, but that don't mean I got to deal with you. That doesn't mean I have to let you keep using me or let you hurt me again, because you are the temple of God. You belong to him. So you got to protect his body. You see what I'm saying? So I feel your pain. I feel your pain. And the Lord is just telling you to let it go. You did a good thing by calling in. Let it go. You called in just because you believe, and God moves through your belief. So just release any doubt that you have. That's the devil's door. Kick him out. Because anxiety and depression, they're not yours. They're not yours. Only joy and peace and patience, all that. That surpasses anything you could understand. Lean to God. It's some things you're not going to understand, but as you lean on him and trust in him and allow him to direct you, just like he did with you calling in, you're on your way.
You are on your way. He promises you that. And that's all I wanted to say. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you.
If he just hold the line, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song and bring on another caller, okay?
All right.
Yeah. Welcome back to Geeky Palace Spiritual Sunday. Sorry about that. If possible, can Minister Weathersby and our special guest, Elder Joseph Sheldon, give words of encouragement to the caller T?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister T. You know, God is awesome, and he loves us so much so that he allows us to go through a process that allows us to do something that we need to do. And you just had a release, child. that God needs that you need to have come forth from you, so that you can move on and God can move in your life that the way that He has designed for it to happen, and it's going to happen. It's as we spoke earlier with Brother Rich, it's predestined to happen, and everything that needs to be done with a church home, the ability to move on from past experiences and hurts, God's going to allow that to happen, because in order for us to accomplish what we need to accomplish in Him, we have to have the shackles removed from us. And that's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. And you can be encouraged, because when God is on our side, who can be against us?
That's
and
right.
He's there to comfort us. That's what He wants us to. He wants us to understand that in times like these, when we get to that place where we make ourselves vulnerable and we open ourselves up, the Bible says that when we're made weak, He's made strong.
That's right.
And what happens when He makes strong, that means that we sort of just get ourselves out of the way, and it becomes God's time. And when God starts operating in our lives on His time, well, you can just get ready
uh-huh.
and just hold on. Because He's going to be moving quick, fast, and in a hurry, and He's going to do some amazing things. So be encouraged, child.
All right. Thank you.
Elder Sheldon, would you like to give words of encouragement?
Thank God. I'm sitting here, I'm listening, I'm just amazed, you know, listening to testimony. And my word to you is, be strong and be of good courage. Notice that nothing happened that God don't know is going to happen. As I stated earlier, all things do work together for good to give that love to the Lord. And my word to you, I hear the sincerity in your voice, and I said, Lord, if you just, somebody just go grab her, hug her, and let her know that she is loved. You know, but my word to you is to be, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Get in your good Bible-based church and let the Lord direct you.
Amen.
Because He will. He will direct you. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with not, and lean not to your own understanding. He will direct you. I'm paraphrasing. But He will direct you where you need to go. And His arms are not short that He cannot reach you. His ears are not heavy that He cannot hear you. So my question to you is to hold on to God. I'm saying, reach for Him. Go, focus in the church. And it gets satisfied. But the Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled.
All right.
So my word is you to be encouraged. Let the Lord lead you. Be submissive to God. Not to man, because man, I say you go to, excuse me, I've been in church all my life, so I want to go to you and come to you and see a new place in the house. And they come to you and show you so much love, you say, this is it, this got to be it, Lord. But my brothers and my sisters, don't be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
God is not lost. What's
all right.
The other one is for that child, y'all. So do what you can for the Lord. And I can guarantee you that the Lord will take care of you. And I don't care what I want to look like. I'm 54 years old. I told him I had a stroke when I was 48. My doctor told me I spoke in there. I told him, you don't know who I know.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. She got highly upset with me. She was, you know who you think you are. I said, I am trying to say, by your side, I am here. I don't know what you know. So she sent the wheelchair home. The guy that brought the wheelchair to my house. When he came in, he said, oh, you didn't use this, did you? I said, no, sir. I told her I wouldn't work your water. Well, she said it. So put your trust in the Lord. He knows how much you can bear. And he is the Bible that don't you think that has taken us such as common to me, but with your temptation, the Lord will make an escape that you may be able to bear. So be encouraged, my sister, all of God. Don't give up. Okay, that's the thing. He comes.
this is what you do. You call, you know what you need, and now you call, now you start this thing. And then next thing you know, you're going to be walking and running. So I'm a soldier, you know, get along.
Mm.
Go ahead, I'll put your hand.
Amen.
All right, we're
going to
go to another. Yes.
For T, why don't you, when the next time you get that moment, that segment coming up, I understand. That song by Pastor Smokey Norfolk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to another caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Shelley.
Hey, Shelley.
Hey, everyone. How's everyone doing?
All right. Hey, amen. Wonderful. God bless you, child.
Good. I'm glad to be here. First and foremost, I would like to thank the man above for allowing me to see another day. I had some things going on this weekend that wasn't so great. Coming home from work, I pulled up my car, my vehicle, but at the end of the day, I'm blessed to be here. I am so blessed to be here, and me, this is just how I feel. A vehicle and all those other sorts of things are just material things to me, but I'm just glad to be here, and I'm blessed, and I'm just asking for prayer tonight. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for a new car. I'm not asking for none of those things. I'm just asking for prayer, please.
Okay. Would you guys like to give her words of encouragement? What we're going to do is towards the end of the show, everyone that is requesting prayer, we're going to pray at the end of the show for everyone. But if the special guest, Elder Sheldon, and as well as Minister Arthur, if you guys can give her words of encouragement, please.
Again, I like to say it's to hold on. Remember this one thing, that what you have now, God can be making something better for you. Folks will say you lose a job, God got another job for you. So be encouraged, even though it seems like a bad situation, but it's not really as bad as it seems. It just seems like the devil came apart there, like, because you ain't got no car.
I think that it is a blessing in disguise. I mean, it was a car note and all those type of things. Like I said, I don't ask God for material things. I don't ask Him for things. But I'm thinking that this is a blessing in disguise. And maybe, you know what, God has something else better for me, whether it's a vehicle or something else. You know, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at peace with everything. I'm at peace with myself. I'm at peace with myself. I lost a vehicle that would have been paid off in June. But I'm so blessed to even be here, to even be on this line right now. That's most important to me right now. All the other stuff is not—it's irrelevant to me. It really is.
Uh-huh.
I understand that. You may have lost a vehicle, or you may have lost a vehicle, but you still got your life.
That's right.
Absolutely, yes.
That's right.
I'm very blessed. I'm so blessed. So blessed.
Well, I have a question for you, Shelley.
Okay.
With everything that has taken place, do you see God in a different light?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what, Lena? Asking me that question, I mean, real talk, before this happened to me, there was some things that I had to reevaluate within myself, that I had to look back and stand back at myself.
Mm-hmm.
And be accountable for things that, you know, I'm not perfect or whatever, but be accountable for them. But with that being said, that, you know what, God is good. My God is good. I may not go to church like I should, but you know what, I'm here. I am here. I look at my kids every day. I look at them every day. every day. I am so blessed. A car? Really? A car? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I mean, think about it. A car? Really? No. No, I'm blessed to be here. That stuff is obsolete to me. To me, it might mean something to other people, but that's obsolete. I'm here. I'm breathing.
Yes.
I'm on this line right now.
And that's
so I'm okay
good,
with that. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. You know what? If I have to take the bus or whatever, the train, whatever, to get where I got to make money to survive, I'm okay with that. I am okay with Shelly. I am
and what
okay
it
with
is,
her.
Shelly, is a car materialistic. A car can be replaced. You can't.
Absolutely. Amen. Yes. 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 Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. I lost. Did I lose a whole lot? No, I didn't lose a whole lot to me.
Nope.
Hey, the car was going to be paid off in June, but I still have my life.
But,
I still have my life.
That.
I can look at my children every day.
Mm-hmm.
I can look at my mom every day. I can see my dad every day. I could go to work every day. I have all my limbs, the bumps and bruises and a little bit of scars. You know, just like today. You know, I'm not a big picture posting person on Facebook. My kids encourage me to post pictures on Facebook to smile. But when you look at those smiles, yes, I'm hurting inside, but I am who I am, and I'm here, and I'm grateful to be here. I'm very
That's
grateful
right.
to be here.
That's right.
My God is good. My God is good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We just got to work on, you know, you getting a closer connection, you know, with him. That's why I asked you the question, you know, do you see him in a different light at this point, you know?
Yes, I do.
See exactly, you know, like where you are, you know, at this point and the fact that, you know, it did happen, you know, and it was something, you know, traumatic where you're going to end up, you know, you lost your vehicle, but... You know, like you said, you know, you're here, you're healthy.
I'm here. I don't really care about that vehicle. I'm here.
You know,
I'm
that's
here.
What matters. You know,
I'm here. And then keeping it real that there are some people, my neighbors, you know, they go to church, they go to church all the time or whatever, but then they also tell me about the drama that goes in with the church that they belong to. But should I be involved with that, or am I seeing the Lord? Because that's what I should be focusing on. I was just saying that. They're like, oh, well, the pastor, da 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 da, and this, that, and the third, and you have a certain seat you have to sit in to pay a certain amount of money to sit in that seat. But at the end of the day, I'm going to see the Lord. So it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. I'm just
yes,
blessed. Look, I'm just blessed at the end of the day. I'm just blessed. I'm very happy to be here. Very, very happy to be here.
As my sister was talking, I thought about the posting that I put on Facebook today. It says, I regret nothing in my life. Even if my past was full of hurt, I still look back and smile because it made me who I am. Everything goes
right.
And that's
what my kids told me today. I don't know if you guys, well, some of you guys might not know me on Facebook, but I posted pictures today that I'm smiling and having a good time. It looks like there's nothing going on in my life. Those two kids of mine was like, Mommy, let's just have some fun today. And I did it. I did it. But was I hurting? Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
Okay. I'm going to ask that Elder Sheldon and Minister Weathersby give words of encouragement, and then we're going to go to another song. We will pray at the end of the show for those of you who are requesting prayer. But if you two can just offer some words of encouragement.
Okay. My words to you is that... I try to talk so much because that here, when I get to talk about the Lord, I get full. You know, it's just the more I talk, the more I want to talk. And because God is just that good. You know, like I say, I don't have the big fine this, or I don't have the big fine that. But what I got perfect peace in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I got love in my heart. and I got Jesus on my back. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. Go ahead,
Amen.
Go ahead, Ella.
Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God for the testimony, because the testimony is very important, because all I heard was God being glorified.
That's right.
Yes.
That is so important. That is so important. So God allows us to go through things, and things that He permit to happen in our lives. And ultimately what He wants is that Him to get glory out of our life, all aspects of our life. And the scripture that Elder Sheldon gave earlier on, which is one that I really embrace as well, is Romans 8:28. All things work together to the good for them that love the Lord and are the called according to His purpose. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
No matter
Amen.
What it is or how it looks, how it feels, it's working towards the good. And
Amen.
And all I heard was God being glorified in everything you said,
and
I'm just that's encouragement for other folks as well as me.
That's right.
So
mm-hmm.
that's what I say.
Things to me are not things. I mean, God and stuff like that is important. Things come and go. That's just how I feel. That's what's on my heart. I'm just saying that it's not for everybody, but that's how I feel. Things, material things, and all that stuff is just not important to me. You can get those things back. You can get those back.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. We're going to go to a song real fast, and then we're going to go to another caller.
Amen.
We fall down,
ooh,
but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yeah. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now,
we fall down,
overnight.
But we get up,
get back
we
up.
Fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we get up,
back up. We get back up again. Oh, yes, I know. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of us. Oh,
we
say now. But we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do that. Rise back up again.
For
the same sinner.
Get back up again.
Oh,
for a saint is just a sinner who fell.
matter what we say, you can get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on.
Get back up again.
Arms open wide. Run to his arms. Run to his arms.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring on another caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hey, Lavinia. This is Shelly.
Oh, hey, Shelly. Rachel, you there? I think we lost her. She'll be with us in 1 second.
Miss Lavina.
Yes.
Can we get her back? Can I say something about that last song we just heard?
Sure.
Wonderful.
Great song. Ministered to a lot of folk. That thing needs some explanation. We fall down, we get up, and we're the saint is just a sinner that fell down. That needs to be explained. A sinner is one, is our former state. A saint is who we become when we become born again. Amen. We take on a whole, we become a whole new creation. I was a sinner before I got saved.
That's
but
right.
After I received Christ, I'm no longer living in sin. I'm sorry. I'm not a sinner. I know the song. I understand. I love the song. But that thing needs some just a little explanation. And when we fall, and when we fall down, we fall down. No, we don't get up. Not on our own strength, we don't. Amen. God has to, the word of God has to lift us up. Because if we're not getting up on our own strength, that's just not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. I love the song, but it just needs a little explanation.
If you got to do it, a remake of the song with you on it. No.
I'm just saying. I'm a lyrical person. I listen to the lyrics, and it's a beautiful song. And,
right.
And Donnie
and
sings it. He sings it well.
Excuse me, I agree with you.
Amen, sir. I'm the spirit. I'm operating under the spirit on that.
Yes, you are.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Rachel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, good evening, all.
Good evening.
Good evening, Rachel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I listened to the whole show thus far tonight, and I've heard a lot of testimonies and prayer requests, and I want to say, first of all, giving honor to God, my Lord and Savior, and to the host of the show, Lavina, and the guest tonight, Elder Joseph Sheldon, Minister Willisby, and Minister Sanders, and to all the callers, GQ Palace. Good evening, and God bless. As usual, I'm just asking for prayer, because I know that I could always use it, always need it, and I definitely am praying for all of you. God bless you.
Amen.
Now, Rachel, would you like to share a little bit of your testimony?
Yes. I come from a very strong church background. I was on the usher board, sang in the choir, got a little older, directed the choir. And then I straight away got married and had a horrible marriage and abused and I had a lot of stress and depression and started drinking and using drugs myself. And had two children who I allowed to see the abuse and I'm grateful. I must say I'm grateful that they are older now and it did not so far bother them. My son is 20 now. He's not an abuser. He's been in a relationship for a while now. My daughter, she's all A's in school. My son starts college this week. And I'm grateful. However, I must say I still have a lot of anger in my heart, and I'm trying to forgive. I remember at one time in the relationship where it was easy for me to forgive, but I think it was because I was so stuck in that relationship and so, you know, had the relationship addiction and I wasn't in my right frame of mind, so I thought I was forgiving. But now that I'm, you know, that I have come through it all, it's hard for me to be able to forgive this person.
Mm.
So I definitely am asking for prayer and strength on, you know, I need to be able to accept that gift of forgiveness. And with all, you know, all the stress that I know that in the future that I'm going to end up conquering and overcoming these battles, I'm asking for prayer.
Amen.
She share her testimony because, you know, she's a faithful, you know, supporter. She keeps out Spiritual Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And, she calls in, you know, and she always, you know, asks for prayer. But for some of the new listeners, I just wanted her to share a little bit of her testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe her testimony is going to help a lot of others as well.
Amen.
So that's why I asked her to share, you know, her testimony.
Amen.
Minister Weathersby, you want to say something?
You know, we've talked about forgiveness and we've given some things that we shared with the listeners about forgiveness that's very important. But the Spirit just reminded me of something else about forgiveness and why we need to forgive. Until we forgive, we cannot move forward in any other relationships that may yet to come.
Nice.
You just can't move forward into any new relationships, be it with yourself or someone else, even in your relationship with the Lord. We have to be able to relinquish that unforgiveness so that we can move forward and go into future relationships. That's what hinders a lot of us in our relationships with one another. And oh my God, if you end up getting married with someone and you have yet to forgive the individuals that you had in your past, well, guess what you do? You bring that into the new relationship, and then you hold this person who may not have any reason whatsoever to be held in this way, you hold them hostage for something that they've never done, just based upon what your experience has been. We have to forgive. We have to forgive to go forward. That's the key to forgiveness. You can't go forward until you forgive. We can't do what we need to do in the Lord until we forgive. We can't do what we need to do with one another until we forgive. And we clearly can't be doing the will of the Father unless we forgive, because if we do, then, you know, we're a liar and the truth ain't in us.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Elder Sheldon, would you like to give a voice of encouragement to the caller?
As Brother was saying, about the forgiveness part, to me, it's so important. Because if I tell my testimony, don't y'all get mad at me, okay?
Okay.
I had to learn the hard way. I guess I would use that statement, the hard way. Because when my mother brought me into the world, she didn't want no children, and so she left me in the hospital. Okay? So you know, I had animosity plus some. And it just so happened that I was able to conquer that. And actually, I forgave her. And I said, well, I had pneumonia in 1990, I believe it was. She was the first one that left out her arm to help me. What I'm saying is, when you forgive folks, you release them to bring back you.
All right.
The Bible said he will make your enemies your footstool.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying when I say that, I mean, sometimes it seems like the person that you dislike the most is stepping all over you. And I want to kill them, Lord. But you just hold your peace. Let the Lord fight the battle. Victory is ours. He said, I didn't take up the phone. He said, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus.
That's right, sir.
Greater is he that is in us. See, when we accept Jesus in our personal faith, he put a love in us that surpasses men in the thing. Folks start pointing to me and say, why do you take what you take? Why do you do what you do? Because greater is he that is in me. What the world did to me can't harm me. I got Jesus on the inside. And the thing about the Bible, us, you know, we didn't choose him, but he chose us.
All right, sir.
When he appointed Jeremiah said, Lord, was a federal basis, he said, no, I'm not the basis. I made you to be a prophet before the nation. Don't worry about how they did get you. Well, don't worry about it because they don't understand you. They didn't understand him.
That's right.
Folks, said Jesus was this and Jesus was that. But Jesus was a loving Savior.
Mm-hmm.
He was our redeemer. He was our keeper. He was our master, if I could use that term. What he did, he didn't do for himself. Quite recorded in Psalm, it says, everything that Jesus did, he did it for someone else.
That's right.
And that's the mentality we have to have. So don't do it for yourself, do it for someone else. Love them because, when they don't know you love them, just love me now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, when you say you can't love me because I've done so much, love me now. Excuse me for a little bit, but love the hell I love.
Amen.
That agape love will do that for you. It'll love it right out of them. Amen. And out of us.
Yes.
So it's got to start from within.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Amen.
All right. Amen.
For those callers that are requesting prayer, what we can do is we'll go to prayer for them, and then we'll just, in closing, we'll all give like our final thoughts on forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll play a song and we'll end the show.
Amen.
And then,
Minister Weathersby, you did start the show with prayer.
Yes.
And last week you did tell me, well, I started in prayer. Can somebody else end in prayer?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to be, utilizing everybody.
Just want to be on the servant.
Amen.
So with that being said, Elder Shelvin, can you close in prayer for us, for all of the callers that are requesting prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if you can do that for us whenever you're ready.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I don't know if you know how God is coming for your presence with thanksgiving. Lord, we come before you with praise. for we had this fire land, for you alone is worthy. So when I look back on life, can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Ooh.
So we thank you for these young people that have gathered today for prayer. Lord, we ask that to meet every petition, oh God. Meet every need, oh God. Teach us, oh God, how to walk right. Teach us, oh God, how to forgive. Teach us how to love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For we realize today that it is not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Pour out your spirit, oh God. Send out your rain, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, those that are petitioning, look at my church home. God, we ask that you bless and place a refuge in the name of Jesus. God, for this we know that you are able, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, for you said in your word, 1 Corinthians 7:14, that if my people would call on the name, would humble themselves and pray, see my faith, turn from our wicked way. God, you said, yes. Well, I hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and I hear the land. Lord, shut all the first of life. God, shut all the first of noises. God, shut all your first spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. For the Bible said that was a time of reflection that has come from the presence of the Lord. God, we need revival today. God, set us on fire. Holy Ghost, leave us burning, as it was in the day of Moses. When we went to the bush, say, who shall I say, send me? Just tell them I am and I sent you. God, we know who you are. You're the first, you're the last. You're Alpha, you're Omega. You're the beginning, you're the end. God, we thank you. And we praise your name, oh God, for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, clap your hands and tell them, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. I just want to thank, does anyone have any final thoughts that they want to give on the question forgiveness?
Amen. You know? Just something real quick. It's crucial for us to understand the importance of forgiveness as Christians, because it's the will of God for us in our interactions with one another, and also it just reminds us of what he did for us. Amen. So therefore, we have to be forgiving. We have to show forth forgiveness, because one of the things that's very clear about what God what happens when God looks at us and when others look at us is the evidence of whether or not that we are who we say we are is what people look for. Not what we say, but how we live in our lives and the things that supposedly represent our relationship. And if we're not forgiving, that's going to come forth, and it will let people, I mean, the Bible says you shall know them by the fruit that they bear.
Yeah.
You shall know them by the fruit that they bear. So if we want to make sure that we're living the life that we say that we're living, and that we belong who we say we belong to, we have to do a self-examination and make sure that we're forgiving, because God forgave us, and you don't get there on your own. You have to get to a close relationship with the Lord. That's the only way it's going to happen.
That's right.
All right.
Amen. And with that being said, I do want to give a special thanks to everyone that took part in my surprise birthday party. I can't forget them. You know, Rich Money, you know, Rachel. You know, I do want to thank you guys for pulling a good one. You guys did great. Yeah, pulling a good one, because, you know, I'm not for surprises, you know, but, you know, they did an excellent job, and I cried and cried and cried. You know, my eyes were all red, my contacts were dry.
You are welcome. I love you, and happy birthday.
Love you. Thank you.
Amen.
Minister Weathersby, my eyes is bloodshot red, my contacts cried.
Oh, my.
Yes, I cried and cried.
You didn't cry snot tears, did you?
No, not.
Okay, that's all right then. Good. You maintain your coolness.
I seen some snot. I seen some snot.
No, you did.
I seen some snot.
Okay, so somebody saw it.
Yeah, I seen it. On my shirt, too. Got a little snot stain on my shirt.
It was where it was supposed to have been.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. But it was wonderful. You know, I want to thank you guys. I know that was a hard task to do for me, you know, because I'm Miss Investigator. You know?
I didn't even give it up, and I always give up stuff.
You know, I'm Miss Investigator. You know, I made the comment to a couple, you know, of people, I believe Rachel and then my friend Tanja and my friend Toya as well. I made a comment to them. I said, you know what, everybody's acting funny. You know, I don't know what's going on, you know. Just so nonchalant, you know, and Rich was so nonchalant about it. You know, I'm like, all right, something's not right here. You know, it's my birthday. You know, I'm telling him I want to stay in the house. And he said, he talks about, no, we're going to go out. I'm like, no, let's stay home, you know. So it was definitely, it was a wonderful experience. I've never had a surprise party before. And it was great, you know, turning 5. And I said, you know, the only thing I wanted was my birthday. I'm 35. but I said the only thing, you know, I was happy, you know, blessed just to wake up, you know, have my friends, my family around me. That means a lot to me. And, you know, I was happy, you know, with that. I mean, the party was just, that was a surprise. You know, I tried to pick everybody. Nobody would give me any information, you know. But
are you upset about that, sis?
No, I'm not upset about forgiveness.
Yeah. Don't you think, did you hear it too, Elder? you better forgive him. You just did this thing.
But I definitely, you know, want to just thank everybody, you know, for working extremely hard. And, you know, I know it wasn't easy, you know, but I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful.
Amen.
Amen.
Minister Weathers, we stop it.
I heard something.
And I knew she was going to be the one to give it away because she talk about, sis, I miss you. I'm like, huh? I'm like, she got something she want to tell me. That's what it is. She want to tell me a secret or something. You know, I'm like, I miss you. I'm like, huh?
What you gonna do this weekend? I wish I could be with you.
and
you know,
I'm gonna be in bed.
And, you know, sis, here's what I'm feeling. You like to know. You like to be in the know, and you wasn't in the know, and that you got to let it go.
Right.
Wow.
Yes.
You want to be in the know, but you
gotta
let it go.
You're absolutely right. You know, I'm that person where I need to know everything.
Yeah.
You know, I need to know everything that's going on. And
But you didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
She got to let it go right now.
Hey, let it go. It's over with and done, so you didn't know. You got to let it go.
Yeah, then they saw everybody on my face and like, you know what? We got you good. I'm like, yeah, y'all good.
Oh, boy.
Y'all good. Y'all got me good. But I just wanted to definitely thank everyone, you know, for working so hard and for making it a special day for me. And with that being said, we're going to end the show.
Amen.
And I look forward to speaking to everybody next week. Thank the callers. We thank the listeners. I thank my special guest, which I think is Call Drop, Elder Joseph Sheldon. We do thank you for taking
you know
the
what?
Time out.
Oh. There
you know what?
Hey.
You need to come and tell me folks how to say my name correctly.
Oh my. Okay, so Elder Joseph, is there anything that you'd like to say in closing?
You know what? I have been on many conference lines, but I have enjoyed this tremendously.
Amen.
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 If you don't have to do anything, I'm still waiting. Y'all keep up your work. Amen. Thank you.
And I do want to thank you for such short notice as well, because I spoke to him this afternoon after church. And I spoke to him after church, and when I said, can you call him? He said, yes, give me the information. I said, can you call me? He called me. We spoke for maybe 10 minutes. I said, okay, great. You know, special guest. You know,
yes.
And I want to thank you for such short notice. A couple other things didn't work out too well, but, you know, I thank you.
Right.
You know, and I knew Minister Douglas was going to be here.
I'll be with you for good.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you. So with that being said, everyone have a blessed and safe week. And
you
I look
too.
Forward to
you
seeing
as well.
Everyone next week, Sunday, at the same time, starting at 7. And God bless everyone.
Amen. God bless you,
God bless
too.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Thank you for presenting.